All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Man, book talk, we can do it all day, huh?
We did just keep going.
The 3 minutes of Alex Warren were completely taken up by books.
Mm-hmm.
This part of the show is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Start your weight loss journey with Jumpstart MD. Mention radio and you'll get started for only $20.26. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. You can call or text us anytime, 800-400-3697. Weigh in, give us your opinions, let us hear your voice, just send a text. It's up to you. And you can email us anytime at sarahandvinny@odyssey.com. And actually, I don't think our text machine will take a will accept a photo or a video attachment.
Oh, but the email will.
But the email certainly will. So if you want to send anything, send a thirst trap to Maddie or something. I don't know what you're up to.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is, hooray for San Francisco Bay Coffee. The Sarah and Vinny Show would be dragging. We'd be dragging ass a little bit. But no.
Here's the Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Yay, Tuesday. The day when everything gets done. I mean, Monday.
I did a lot yesterday, too. But okay, I'm going to get some stuff done today, too.
Yeah, today I get a lot done.
Mm-hmm.
I know, sometimes it feels good on a Monday to just, like, get a lot of what you have to do that week out of the way. But Tuesday's the day when everybody buckles down at work. Everybody's just like, oh, it's Monday. And then Wednesday, you're halfway through the week. Thursday, it's all downhill. And Friday, it's Friday. So you're Tuesday. That's the day.
Thursday, it's all downhill.
Downhill to Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Rolling down the hill.
Thursday's the day of hope.
Yes. It's Friday Eve the whole day.
All right.
You know, our weekly holiday, Friday. All right. I'm going to start with a death. Did I just delete that?
No.
I did.
You wouldn't have
done that.
There's no reason to delete a story you haven't done yet.
It's because I have so many tabs open that what I must have done is hit the X.
I also am tabbed out, but you know.
Well, we're going to eat some headlines after this. So hopefully I'll empty this tab out a little bit. I mention this because this person did something on screen that every dude went, oh, oh, oh no. Mary Beth Hurt.
Oh.
She has died at the age of 79.
I don't know this lady.
You do.
No, I don't.
You will as soon as I tell you.
Okay.
Mary Beth Hurt in The World According to Garp plays Robin Williams' wife who's cheating on him.
Oh, I do. I don't. Yeah. Okay.
And
there's a car accident and a
dismemberment
gets bit.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not, that's not hers to be doing that to
no,
either.
No, that's not Robin Williams's, her husband who is in the house.
Right.
Well,
Robin Williams was driving the car.
No. Oh, no. Robin Williams is the cuckolded husband.
Right. Isn't he in the car, like, with his kids floating down the hill?
Oh.
And turns into the driveway, and there's a car
that's not supposed
to be there.
And he slams into the back of it.
And he hits the back of a car where his wife is doing something to not him. And then what happens to not him... I'm sure there's part of him was like, well, that serves you right.
Yeah.
That's not your mouth. You don't get to do that.
I forgot that he slammed into it.
He hit the car that caused the bite, that caused the thing that
dismemberment,
you mentioned.
Right. Literally. Anyway, she made her biggest mark on the Broadway stage. Apparently she won a bunch of Tonys and stuff, or it was nominated for some at least. But Mary Beth Hurt, they call her a versatile actress. And the cheating wife.
I don't know her at all by name, though. Huh.
I know. She does look familiar. She's like one of those people.
She was in some 80s stuff.
Yeah, she's been cast in a lot of things. She does have a familiar look. But she is past it at 79.
Okay.
I guess she was in like a Woody Allen movie. You're thrilled to have that on her resume.
Well, there was a time when that was an honor before, you know, people started going, this guy. Right?
Right.
That's your daughter, dude.
Well, technically. It's not. Alzheimer's disease. She had moved into a Manhattan assisted living center a couple years ago. So there you go. Rest in peace, Mary Beth hurt that guy's unit badly. Let's eat some headlines.
Okay.
I like to eat headlines.
The whole story. The whole story is right there in the lead. But if you're still hungry, have more. A law inspired by Jay Leno would help classic car owners avoid smog tests.
Yeah.
It's all right there. Leanne Rimes sobs after healing from a deep jaw release in an intense video. And the byline here is, or whatever, you know, the smaller headline. Oh my God, you just don't realize how much tension is in there, she said, following her jaw release therapy. Basically, it's doctors jamming their finger. Or I don't know if they're doctors. People, technicians.
You got it. Hold on.
They jam their fingers into her mouth. And she is released. And then the crying, the silent crying.
The silent crying's great.
The cry. It's you know what? Put that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's worth a look.
And what? So she has jaw tension. And they just release it by getting.
Yeah, they do something with their hands. And they, you know, a lot of people have TMJ, which is the only reason I really sort of decided that the story was worth even throwing into the Eat the Headlines. I'm like, you know, people have TMJ. And you have to, like, they do.
Mm.
And, you know, a lot of jaw clicking. And sometimes your jaw, my jaw feels like it's misaligned. So I'm like, I can't quite get it shut. And I'm like, there you go.
So you're going to do that?
No.
Oh. Your jaw is like particularly
anything.
Flexible.
It's very crackly.
But you can unhinge it almost.
You know what? It's very tight these days. I can't unhinge it anymore.
Don't.
You're still trying.
I am trying.
I know, but I'm going to hear a crack and then barf.
You won't. You'll be fine. All right. Next headline. Continuing with the eating of the headlines.
Stay tuned.
Paw Patrol, the Dino movie. That's the name of the new one. Paw Patrol, the Dino movie.
Okay.
Trailer reveals catchy new Backstreet Boys song. I put it up
Paw
at the ceremony.
Paw Patrol is for little kids.
Yeah, is it? Is it your kids are too old for this?
We watched it. We do not watch it anymore. I'm not saying it's bad.
No, right.
I'm just saying as I know it, it's a show for little kids.
Here's a little taste of the Backstreet Boys.
Whoa.
Well,
wait, is there any?
This doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
Get that out for there.
Yeah, it is. That is for little kids. I'm surprised to hear that.
Well, I'm bummed because my buddy wrote the original Paw Patrol and sings the Paw Patrol song. Barely got any money for it. And now they got money for the Backstreet Boys. Come on, break him off a little bit. He did the original thing.
The show's famous, now, and the show's a hit. Right. I mean, I understand. They didn't have money. Now they do. Oh. That's all.
Just saying.
I mean, you don't go back and say, hey, we underpaid you. How much would you like?
They should, though.
$60 million.
We're all due money, I'm sure.
I wish every employer would do that.
Yeah, you know what? You are worth far more than we're paying you. Right. What do you need? What would make you happy? The Oscars are leaving Hollywood. This is your next headline. The Oscars are leaving Hollywood.
Dude, movies are leaving Hollywood, so I'm not surprised.
Well, they're not going far. They're going to Los Angeles.
Oh.
I know. Which I'm like, okay, I guess Hollywood is its own town. So they're moving 16 miles away to downtown Los Angeles. Maybe they're going to go at the Staples Center. I have no idea.
Yeah, if you live in L.A.
Oh, there
it is.
The Peacock Theater, 9 miles away.
You don't go that. You never go downtown if you live in the West Side. Far.
Yeah, well, it's 9 miles in LA traffic.
In LA traffic.
Yeah. So next year it'll be at a different place. Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and Chicago Med have all been renewed at NBC. So if you like those Chicago shows, there'll be more seasons of those.
Okay.
15th, 14th, and 12th season, respectively. I cannot believe those shows have all been
I've never seen one of them.
Me either.
But, you know, we are...
not watching TV at 9 and 10 p.m.
You're actually too young. Their demographic is quite old.
Grey's Anatomy has just been renewed.
This is the crazy one.
I know.
That's the longest running show on TV, I think.
It is going, this will make it the longest running medical drama on American primetime TV. How many years, what season are we talking about here?
21.
21.
22.
23 is the correct answer. That is a point for Maddie today. And by the way, somehow it's still March.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't understand it.
And Grace is still good. I've watched some of the new seasons, and it's still really good. It's a great show. They haven't lost their touch.
I wouldn't know. I don't think I've ever watched an episode of that show. A million people have been on that show.
I remember in its beginnings, all the McSteamy and McDreamy and all that. Those guys are gone. One of them's in heaven, assuming, you know, he said
his prayers,
Hail Marys.
Right.
And then the other, or whatever. And the other one quit, 15?
Patrick Dempsey?
Yeah, he quit 17 years ago.
He was not on long, was he?
No, both of them left pretty quickly. Mm. And is Meredith Grey still on the show?
I think
she left, came back.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
She's back.
I think even the season that she left, she did little cameos almost like to keep the name working.
Well, and I only know that because I saw an article about they've now lost the show's named after this person and this person's leaving.
Here's the headline, next headline. HBO's Neighbors nudist Danny.
Oh.
On feeling betrayed by Amanda, his OnlyFans explosion and going full frontal in this year's most insane TV episode.
I saw it.
Did you?
I love Neighbors. I was telling you about it. It's a show where they talk about crazy neighbors. So this guy is in San Diego. He wears a banana sling.
Yeah. He works out in his driveway wearing only this banana sling that is.
It goes up his.
And
up
he's
his,
a nudist.
It's a thong.
Yeah, it's a thong.
Picture Coach from Survivor in 30 years. That's who we're talking about.
Okay.
He's in good shape. He runs all the time, but he's an angry man. He's very angry at people because people were always yelling at him, put on some clothes, do this. And he's like, no, I won't.
If I was a woman, you'd be fine with this.
But this girl he met at the nudist colony
was
like in her 30s. And she's like, I'm a gold digger. I'm looking for a man to, take care of me. And he thinks he's delusional and thinks that like she really likes him. And he buys her some shoes. And then they show a scene where she doesn't call him back, and he texts like 50 times. Where are you? How are you? What's going on? Hey.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
poor guy.
And he's on OnlyFans?
Yes, he is on OnlyFans, and he fully goes naked on OnlyFans. I know that because they talk about it in the show.
And so you're saying that people, because they're saying here, there's an OnlyFans explosion. So anyway, I did not know about this show. I thought it was the Jon Hamm show, Your Friends and Neighbors.
No.
But this is a Neighbors,
it's
real
on
life Neighbors
real
thing.
Life neighbor drama.
Vinny. As an OnlyFans host or whatever they call them, who is his target? Like, I was thinking this is a gay man because I know that, the small bikini underwear or swimsuits.
Mm.
Are women going to his page? Does he have anyone?
I don't know. It doesn't seem.
None of us is subscribed.
I'm not subscribed.
Well, I would think they would say.
But I think they will now
in the telling
because
of his story.
He seemed, he seemed fairly good-hearted, although very angry. So maybe people were just feeling bad for him. But he still wants to have kids. He's like, I want to marry somebody and have kids. And
you're saying it's Coach, but 20 years older?
Yeah, he's in his 70s.
You want to take a look?
He's in his 70s and wants to have kids.
But this guy just has this. It looks like, kind of, what I'm saying? Looks like if Coach just slicked his white hair back.
Yeah, he's an old man.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with
he's
that.
He's not a bad looking old man, but he's an old man.
Yeah, no,
so
I
maybe
don't
it's
see
people
him
who are
a...
into the, geriatrophiles or whatever.
Well, you just said it. There's a girl who's a gold set. Like, doesn't she identify as a gold digger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
but is she subscribing to his OnlyFans? Like, who's looking at that? Just like people who are into, super wrinkly old dudes.
I'm going to bet she started one, though, because she was also a nudist and attractive.
Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, Danny from Neighbors. Next story. Yes, that's Jon Hamm's bare butt in the Your Friends and Neighbors season 2 premiere. I grouped them together because this is the show that I thought that show was.
Okay.
It's all right.
April 3rd is when it premieres, and Apple, it's actually been renewed for a third season already, and apparently he does not use a butt double. He gets cheeky in the season 2 premiere.
John Hamm is a very talented dude.
Agreed. I love him.
Have you watched that show?
No.
No.
I started it and got about halfway through the first season. It's good. It's just, it's a little stressful, and I just didn't need it in my life.
He's great in Mad Men, but he also does comedy.
He's very good at comedy.
And then you see him in Top Gun Maverick and go, man, this guy is somehow getting to do it all.
Yeah.
Not that he can. Most people just get typecast and don't get to do anything else.
He's got some range. And he's great lucky. On The Morning Show. He's really funny in The Bridesmaids, or Bridesmaids.
Yes. Yeah.
He was very funny on 30 Rock. He had a recurring role in 30 Rock.
Oh, I never saw him on that.
Fantastic.
He's very lucky that he gets to do all of it.
All right, just a couple more quick headlines here. Laura Dern to star in Jeffrey Epstein investigation drama from Sony. That basically says it all. Of course, it's coming to TV. The White Lotus season 4 adds Heather Graham and Rosie Perez and a bunch of others. There's a whole long list of people who've been added to the cast. And filming on Tomb Raider has paused after star Sophie Turner, that's Sansa Stark from Game of Thrones, suffers a minor injury. They're taking a precaution, production has briefly paused to allow her time to recover. They are not saying what happened to her, but they're calling it minor. And that's it. Oh, I'm full from all those headlines. What's coming up, Vin?
A Midwest goodbye and more after these. All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome. Every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show powered by San Francisco Bay Coffee. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Mm. A warm meal shouldn't be a luxury in the Bay Area. This is National Nutrition Month, and every day, Fremont Bank Foundation is proudly supporting basic needs through partnerships with organizations like Children's Emergency Food Bank and Open Heart Kitchen, to name a couple. Explore more at FremontBank.com/giving. Here's what's happening.
Okay, I'm ready.
And thank you for being here. We appreciate you. Clouds, and there was some drizzle this morning when I walked out of my house.
Is that so? All right.
We're in it now. You might see some drizzle
the
over
window
the next
is open.
Couple days, and it should be cooler. Easter weekend is ahead.
What are you guys doing, an Easter egg hunt?
I don't know what we're doing, but I will participate in everything.
You do what you're told.
I do exactly as I'm told.
I see.
We're going to church? I'm in. We're finding eggs? I'm in. Let's
Did
do
Linda
this.
Already happen?
Yes. It's in progress,
so
I believe.
So it ends when...
I don't...
This is Holy Week.
Okay.
It's the end of Lent. And this is... So Sunday was Palm Sunday. And then Friday is Good Friday, which is actually really bad Friday because that's the day he was crucified. And then Sunday is Easter.
I see.
Celebration of the Resurrection.
When was Fat Tuesday?
That was at the beginning of Lent.
Yeah, that's the,
that's like that's the last party out. Day before
that's,
Lent.
Let's get
before
Ash
right before Ash Wednesday.
Before
okay.
we give up stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to party, party, party.
Mm. So that was like early February or something?
It was in February, yeah.
Okay.
We're going to the moon!
Okay. Well, what are we going to do there?
I don't know, actually. Well,
are we going to build a dome city finally? Is Moon Base Alpha about to happen?
Let them get a view from there and see what the field of view looks like.
Oh.
Astronauts looking on.
Back and into the cable. Okay.
In a matter of days.
Oh, this is the actual first lunar landing.
Yeah.
Look at him standing on the moon. Just standing there.
Incredible.
Where am I? I'm standing on the moon.
Not just on the moon. Look at the amount of...
Look at that janky thing he arrived in.
I know, the janky thing he arrived in. Man. And the ridiculous outfits that they, I mean, they have just so much stuff packed on. Luckily, no matter how heavy it is, it's only a sixth of Earth's gravity.
In a matter of days, three Americans and one Canadian will set their sights on heading toward the moon for the first time in more than half a century.
Really? We haven't landed on the moon in 50 years?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes, robotic U.S. landers have begun to touch down on the moon in recent years, but ever since the Apollo era came to an end in 72, humans have yet to venture back anywhere near the moon.
Mm.
That's due to change with the launch of NASA's mission known as Artemis II. They say here this will happen.
Artemis.
NASA's working toward an April 1st launch of the Artemis. You'd think people would avoid April Fool's Day just out of an abundance of caution.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they'll be launching on April 1st the Artemis 2 mission with a two-hour launch window opening at 3:24 our time, p.m.
In the p.m. Okay,
in the p.m. 6:24 Eastern time.
All right.
If bad weather or any other issue arise before liftoff, NASA will announce another launch opportunity between the 2nd and the 6th, or a possibility on the 30th.
Oh.
So this was supposed to have already happened back in February, but they had hydrogen fuel leaks and helium flow issue to the towering 322-foot space launch system. Mm. So this should have already happened. They do not plan to land on the moon this mission. In fact, they plan to go around the moon. So they say they'll get a look at some stuff that no one has ever seen.
The dark side of the moon or the far side of the
moon. There's no lunar landing in store. They say the crew of four astronauts on this historic 10-day journey around the moon to test systems and hardware for future expeditions to the surface.
Mm.
So, and here they are. These are the four people that are going to hop in a spaceship.
Good looking bunch there.
Yeah, it's cool.
They are good looking, but it's funny. It looks like Adam Richman is on, and I don't know who the girl is. Maybe she's the chick from Top Gun or something. I don't know. Just a bunch of good looking people.
Yeah, they're just all.
Well, they're on their mirror glasses. They look. They
three
look
Americans.
Cool as cucumbers.
This is the Canadian guy. You can see his.
Oh,
of course he's.
Oh, yeah.
What do they call that? An epaulette?
Big.
Yeah,
smile
I think
on.
So. Just well, it's
that's
a
not,
patch on his arm.
That's
yeah,
just a patch. Mm. Anyway, so we're going to the moon, everybody. So be ready. That it looks like
we're
it's
just
tomorrow.
Doing a drive-by. It's not.
It's still really cool.
It is,
and we definitely don't hear enough about this stuff.
Right.
Nobody even blinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, the moon. What?
We've been there, done that. When are we going to Mars?
Well, this might be the way by which they begin that next adventure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they need to put a base on the moon.
Yes.
And then,
because then they don't have to shoot a rocket off. They can actually, they don't have to have disposable canisters of fuel.
If you get a chance, For All Mankind on Apple TV, it's about an alternate kind of universe where the United States and Russia both get to the moon at the same time. And then, and every season goes on. Now they're in Mars, and they're mining the moon, and they're trying to mine Mars. It's an excellent show.
But it's fiction.
I fell off it after a couple of seasons. I just was not into the main dude.
Yeah.
He's a jerk.
Yeah, he is, and he's still a jerk in this season. I'm catching up, so.
Yeah.
It's good.
It is interesting, though. It is an alternate version of history. It's like, if this had happened, here's how it would have gone.
Maddie?
Yes, sir.
You're from the Midwest?
No. I'm south of the Mason-Dixon line, but for this, I will say, okay.
No one knows. It's fine. He's only one state away from the...
I'm one state away from the Midwest.
I feel like everything at least one state away from the ocean is considered the Midwest.
Okay.
In my mind.
Maddie?
Yes, sir.
You're from the Midwest.
Why, by golly, gee, I am.
Oh, you betcha.
I love corn.
Why you gotta go there? Jeesh.
Howdy.
They say here, You've probably heard of an Irish goodbye.
Yes.
Vinny.
We go get king. A Coke. Okay, see you next time I see you.
Saturday when he left the thing we were at, he just mumbled something to me, and I'm like, you don't need to say anything. You
can
gone. Yeah, and he's gone. And then that was it. There was Vinny, and then he was gone.
Have you heard? You probably heard of an Irish goodbye.
He's gone.
But have you heard of a Midwest goodbye? It's the opposite. They say it's where you say goodbye to everyone at the party, and it takes absolutely forever.
That's me.
According to the Chicago Tribune, most of it involves lingering in doorways. We spend so much time on a threshold, one hand on a doorknob, resisting leftovers, hugging, promising to come back, resisting leftovers again, listening to just one more story, being unable to extract ourselves, not wanting to sit down and re-engage entirely. 1 foot out the door, but stuck there.
That's so you're telling me.
That's the Midwest
that person
goodbye.
I either can't get out of my house or I can't get away from their house. They're a part of this Midwestern goodbye thing.
It's apparently unavoidable.
Oh.
One does not simply cut off a Midwest goodbye. The only way out is through.
Yeah. My wife hated that. She's a big Irish goodbye.
Yeah.
So she'd leave and then just wait for me for
an hour.
20, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I just do it. I mean, we were just at Mike Nelson's, No Name's wife's memorial, and there's a lot of people there, tons of radio people, and I felt like I needed to say, you know, say my goodbye to everybody. But yeah, I ended up there an extra half hour at least.
Yeah, that's...
You're from the Midwest. You can't help it.
You can't help yourself.
You betcha.
Right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they go on to say that this is the Midwest goodbye.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. I'm somewhere between, and I mean, I will Irish goodbye. I've learned that from you, and it's so effective that I'm like, I need to adopt that. But usually I will go up to the host and very quietly say, hey, we're gonna sneak out. Thank you so much.
For the record.
And then I leave.
In general, I believe the Irish goodbye is perfectly fine. Like, I'm going to see you the next day.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. We don't need to belabor the goodbye when I know I'll see you tomorrow. In that situation at the memorial, I actually felt stupid, but there was no way to, like, room was packed.
Yeah.
And highly emotional.
Yeah.
Like, man, I don't want to get into it because, you know, that's not what we do here, but she was way too young to go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Way too young.
And suffered for so long.
Like, and did so much. Why is she, like everybody in the cancer community knows Christy Nelson.
And I'll say this just because we're talking about it. Everyone was so brave and so well-spoken and handled their emotions and really did a great memorial for her, despite probably wanting to just cry and scream and say, bleep you.
Why?
Yeah, why is exactly mm-hmm. right. All the people who spoke were so young that you just couldn't help but go like, this is tragic beyond belief.
Mm.
Anyway, they say, don't think because you made it to your car that you're safe. If you roll down that window, you're still going to be in the Midwestern goodbye. They're going to follow you to the car. They're going to keep talking to you.
Oh, Jesus.
And you're never getting out of there.
It just keeps going.
You bet.
This is even a story. This story is doing a Midwestern goodbye.
I thought we were done with it. It sure is.
And go call us when you get home.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. They don't linger. There's
fast
no,
facts.
They're more like an Irish goodbye.
An 18th century land speculator named Richard Henderson bought a large swath of land in modern-day Kentucky and Tennessee in an attempt to create his own colony called Transylvania.
Oh.
The transaction was later voided.
Oh.
The dream of Transylvania right here in America.
Transylvania.
Dashed.
Kentucky is kind of close to Pennsylvania. Did he know? When did this happen? Was Transylvania already an established place for vampires to live and thrive?
It had to have been. This was the 18th century, but it had to have been.
When?
Transylvania.
When did the first vampire Transylvania happen? Look it up. I'm not asking you. I don't think you actually know it.
The first.
Ask your friend over there.
Just say first mention of Transylvania in literature or something. Ask your friend Chatty.
He's racking his brain.
I'm not.
I know Bram Stoker was in the late 1800s. And,
well, then this is fully. This guy invented the word Transylvania.
The first one is in 1897.
Okay, so this is, you said this is 18th century. That's the 1700s.
So he's the first.
He's the first. He invented Transylvania.
African bull elephants have the largest relative man area of any land mammal, growing up to 6.5 feet long.
Wow.
Jeez, that is quite enormous.
Yeah.
They got a long way to go. I mean, you know.
I don't know, but I am a tall man.
What do you mean? Because the lady stands so far away from them?
Well, yeah. And, you know, just physics.
I don't.
Don't you ever?
It just feels like quite a too much. You know, where does all that go? But maybe it's a just the tip situation.
6.5 feet.
Yeah. I mean, yikes. Jeez.
Well, I'm sure they're built to accommodate. That's how the.
Yeah. I think Carter down the hall species. Is 6.5 feet tall. There's something to measure it by.
Wow.
It's like if Carter was down there.
Teddy Roosevelt and Ernest Hemingway used to wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
Oh.
The label was an outdoors and sporting goods maker for almost 100 years before it began specializing in young adult fashion in the early 1990s.
And funny tees. And offensive tees, too.
Ah!
That's funny. I don't... It sounds old school, doesn't it? Abercrombie and Fitch.
Mm-hmm. 800-400-3697 is our text number. And Maddie's on the show to read those.
Let's see here. From the 408, Midwesterns and Persians have their goodbyes in common. Marantz from San Jose.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Hooman does like to take a lot of pictures before he leaves a party.
Oh, my God. That's the thing. Whenever anybody says they're going to leave to Hooman, he does immediately go, hold on. I need you to talk to this person. Oh, we got to take a picture over here. Oh, did you do the one thing over here?
And it's a memorial service, so I felt kind of weird, like, pose. I didn't want to. It's just like, pose. I mean, it was really good to see people.
What are you taking pictures
for? Oh, yeah. This was just this last weekend.
Yes, this last weekend. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, and he complained about his back, and then he still stayed around.
Well, that's what he does.
415. It's also a Latina goodbye. I would wait for 30 minutes as a child after my parents told me to get ready because we were leaving. Will and SF.
Mm.
Yeah, the old we're going to leave and then.
Yeah. It's actually harder to leave a small gathering than it is a larger gathering. Larger ones, you just like.
You duck.
Yeah.
I'm ducking
and
out.
And you could just say, no, what are you talking about? I was there for another hour. You just didn't see me, I guess. So many people.
Well, this one had to get read. Maddie, I love you. Thank you. From a Bay Area Kentucky girl who grew up south of the Mason-Dixon line and always had to clarify it. Thank you for reminding me of home today. South of the Mason-Dixon line, we're Southerners. We're not Midwesterns. Midwesterns.
Don't ask me. Don't look at me. I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, if you're one state in from either coast, you're a Midwesterner.
You betcha. 510, Midwest goodbye. Don't forget, and we've mentioned this, the part where you walk out of the car together, too. Wendy grew up in Omaha.
Omaha.
Now in Richmond, listening via the app.
Somewhere in Middle America.
A couple people asking about Bob. She's taking a day off.
Yeah, she's got
no biggie.
Personal stuff she's handling. Yeah. She'll be back tomorrow,
She's
though.
Helping Susan.
She is.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
From 707, just the tip, Laura on the app. She really enjoyed you saying that.
Oh, that's, well, I mean, it's the only thing I can think of. Like, that just seems like way too much.
I'm sure they're built to accommodate.
I mean, what, like all the way to the front?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to go check videos to see how it works.
Oh, we could do that.
I can do that on the break.
We don't need to do that.
You know what? Actually, I take it back. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Sometimes, some things you can't unsee, though.
I don't need to see that.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Tiger Woods, Tyler Perry, and Alex Cooper all make the trash, and it's going to be fun.
All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.